Moncrief on News Talk.
Nudity on TV doesn't seem to be as shocking as it used to be. This week, Commissioner Mann rejected a complaint in relation to a film aired on RT television on a Sunday afternoon, in which there was a brief glimpse of a naked woman. So does this mean that old notion of the watershed is now over? Conor Pope from the Irish Times has reviewed the evidence several times. Good afternoon, Conor.
Good afternoon to you, Sean. How are you?
What was the movie?
They didn't say in the report that Commissioner Mann published, which was very disappointing, because they did say it was a very well-known movie. And of course, I really wanted to find out what it was, but it wasn't anywhere in the report. So I kind of had to speculate. And there wasn't even a time frame, so I couldn't go back and look through the TV schedules to find out what movie had shown this brief glimpse of a woman's naked body. So it might forever remain a mystery, Sean, I'm afraid.
Oh, right. Okay. So, but from Commissioner Mann's point of view, why did they feel they didn't need to uphold this complaint?
Well, I suppose the complainant took offence because there was a very brief glimpse, as I say, of a woman's naked body. Now, it was in a very non-sexual context. And what Commissioner Mann said is, if there is a naked body in a non-sexual context, it will take those complaints on a case-by-case basis. And on this particular, in this particular case, it decided that no grievous offence had been caused and there was no need to uphold the complaint. And as a result, they just left it there. And I think one of the interesting things about it is it's a reflection of how far we've travelled perhaps as a society, because there would have been a time, and you don't remember this, Sean, nor do I, but you'll remember the story of when I think there was a discussion of a bishop and a knighty on the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
And even the mere mention of the words bishop and knighty in the same sentence scandalised the nation and caused everyone to be up in arms about this absolute moral decrepitude of the nation. And we now have moved on from that, thankfully.
Yeah. Now, at the same time, you know, the way I think part of the Commissioner Mann judgment as well, as I said, that there had been a sort of parental guidance warning on it. And does that kind of get rid of the notion now of there's a watershed at all?
Well, no, I think what they do, there is a watershed, and it's important to stress that there is still a watershed. Now, it's not a legally binding thing in Ireland, but it does exist. And typically the watershed starts at 9 p.m. and it goes till 5 a.m. So in that window between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m, you can show content that is aimed at an adult audience. And that's really all that it is. It doesn't mean that it's all profane or it's all, you know, filth, as Mary Whitehouse might once have described it. But what it does mean is that it's aimed at and directed to an adult audience. Before 9 o'clock, there is an assumption to be made that content that is broadcast on our televisions is also aimed at an audience of under 18s. And as a result, broadcasters need to be cognizant of that and target their programming accordingly. So that's in essence what the watershed means. In terms of the guidelines, like all TV programs now will have, you know, warnings ahead of time, and they'll have little icons saying this is suitable for a general audience, this is suitable for, this is PG, this is over 18s. So again, you can turn on the TV and as an adult, you can make an informed decision as to whether or not you think that such content is appropriate for your child.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I think in essence, what the commission is saying is there is a degree of parental control here and responsibility, and you can make a choice. And what they said, now they didn't identify the film, but they said it was well known, and they said that the tone and the content had been flagged in the guidance, so that a parent could have made an informed decision about it.
Yeah, well, one of our listeners just called in to say it was Titanic was the film. I don't know how they know that.
Actually sounds incredibly likely, because there is a fleeting glimpse. I think there's a hand that goes onto a steamed up car window or whatever it is, if memory serves me correctly. I don't think anybody could realistically take offence at such a thing.
Yes.
And I don't think any child would be scandalised by Kate Winslet's breasts appearing very briefly on the television screen.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, there was a drama, I know it was many years ago, but it was an RT drama about a prison. I think it was called Spike. And there was a scene in that, where they had an art class and you could see a naked body, but it was through a kind of piece of frosted glass, so you couldn't see it.
Sean, I was a 13-year-old boy. when I saw Spike. And I still have the fondest memories of it, because as a 13-year-old boy, that was probably the only nudity I ever got to see growing up in the west of Ireland. I remember the absolute scandal and outrage in Ireland. And I remember going into one of my classes. Now, I happened to be taught in a diocesan seminary in Galway. And my teachers were absolutely scandalized by the broadcasting of Spike on the television. And as far as I know, and maybe one of your listeners will recall it with better acuity, I think they cancelled the program soon after that. I don't think it was allowed to continue because it had so scandalized the nation. But it is an interesting reflection of where we were then. But I was looking at where the whole notion of the watershed came from. Now, it's actually not that old. And it first appeared in a BBC handbook in 1962. And it mentioned 9:30 as a cutoff point. And the policy was designed then to protect young viewers from violence and triviality. There was no mention of sexuality. But you must remember that this was just a few years after Elvis had mortally offended the United States by wiggling his hips on the Ed Sullivan Show. And that's all he had to do to make newspaper headlines. So we were, in many ways, in the TV world, we were incredibly innocent as a society. And anything that appeared on television that could be, that had the whiff of scandal, was enough to get people up in arms. And it really only caused a problem in the UK. And I'm too young to remember this. I suspect you are too. When Pan's People appeared on Top of the Pops in the late 1960s.
Well, Pan's People were basically pole dancers.
Pan's People were really innocent. Now, what you're thinking of probably, Sean, is Legs and Co.
Yeah.
And Legs and Co replaced Pan's People. And Legs and Co were very salacious compared to Pan's People. But the reason why the BBC had to have Legs and Co and Pan's People was there was no such thing as a music video. So if they couldn't get, you know, Elton John to appear on Top of the Pops because he was number one, instead they had a group of dancers, men and women, dancing around to an Elton John song or whoever it might be. And in many ways you look back on it now and it's kind of super cute. It's just so innocent. But we were all so innocent back then.
Yeah. I suppose because they're streamers now anyway, I don't know how much cognizance the streamers have to take to any of this stuff.
None is the very short and simple answer to your question. And the whole idea of a watershed nowadays kind of makes absolutely no sense. Because as you say, there are streamers who are streaming content 24 hours a day. And that content is sometimes aimed at kids. Sometimes it's aimed at adults. Sometimes there's a lot of sex in it. Sometimes there's no sex in it at all. And it's broadcast 24 hours a day at the viewer's choosing. So if you want to watch Bridgerton, in the first series of Bridgerton, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there's nothing in the world that can stop you. So the notion that there would be a mandated time, a cutoff point where you can't show certain content does seem a little bit redundant. And then you have to factor in also that the fairly grim reality that pornography is available on every single mobile phone, tablet, laptop in the world. And it's accessible and it's available to children in a way that would have just been unimaginable when you and I were kids. And that's the kind of context that we're dealing with this stuff. So the idea of, and I think that's why Commissioner Mon, we're looking at this film. And if one of your listeners says Titanic, I totally accept that it might well
actually,
be.
Actually, loads of people are testing in to say Titanic. There seems to be a consensus on this.
it would suggest to you that, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think, you know, we need to move beyond people getting offended by such trivialities and saying there's a whole lot more that we should be worried about rather than, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet snogging on the telly.
Yeah, indeed. Connor, thanks a million as ever. Connor Pope there from the Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.